I don't even know where you're going with that. Experts.
But, yeah, no, but you, anytime, listen, anytime you say goodnight, Scott, it's got to end because that's the way we fucking end every time. All right, let me get this to you before we go any further. So it's 10 to 8 where you are.
Correct. 7:51.
So, and do you start at 9 your time?
10 my time.
Okay, 10. So you got a little bit of time to eat and do.
Oh, shit. I ate before this show. I'm doing intermittent fasting at the moment, and so I can't eat after 8 o'clock. So I knew that this show was going to be from 7 to 8, so I had to eat before 7.
I know that it does not show, but I have been doing intermittent fasting for well over a year now. I only consume from the window is 6 p.m. to midnight, which is horrible because you should never do it at night like that. You should do it during the day, but I do it from 6 p.m. And I think while I don't believe I've lost an ounce, I think that I have not gained as much as I potentially could by the way I've been eating by intermittent fasting.
Yes.
Okay, so it's 2-1.
2-1.
No, it isn't. It's 2-1-0-9.
2-1-0-9.
No, 04. Motherfucking whore, hole, shitbag,
cunt-licking twat 9th. Fucker. I feel like I should tell you that since you're the only one putting a file there, you pretty much could just call it Scott because you replace it every week. You don't actually save them, and I renamed them here. So it was like but I felt bad because you were trying so hard. And I didn't want to discourage you.
You didn't want to hurt the elderly.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to hurt you. And see, I appreciate that you're naming them that way. But if it's easier for you to just call them twat waffle, then have at it.
That means that I am going to name them correctly until the day I fucking die. It's going to be
like Adam Burns with the lawn mowing. You'll be damned if you'll hire somebody.
Fucking do it. Now I'm going to do this so that I can get this here, which is here.
I'm dying to know what program Adam used to chop down his new theme song. I have a pretty good ear for cuts, and I did not hear where he cut it. He did a great job. That's why I want to know, did he find a tool in Audition, which is the one that he and I use, or did he use GarageBand, like I suggested, which I think would have had a tool for that.
Now, I don't know what you're saying, cutting down the thing, I don't know. Oh. I know that it's new music. Oh, I know that he's got new music.
All right,
music.
Here. Does he have a website? Is it? Yeah, of course he does.
Geeky,
it's
Geeky Gay.
It's thegeekygay.com.
The Geeky Gay.
It's actually not, but I bought that domain and redirected it to his website for him. Because I felt
that's
like it should be
very kind of
the
you. You're a good man.
All right. So here is last Monday. So listen to this. I'm just going to play the theme song part. Ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Yes.
Also, what the fuck are these words? That's 30 seconds, and that's when he starts talking.
Okay.
30 seconds before he starts talking. But if you listen to this one, which from yesterday. Baby, I'm not turning around, looking for nobody else. I've got one thing on my mind, I already hear the bell. Baby, I'm not turning around, looking for nobody else. I've got one thing on my mind, I already hear the bell. That is also exactly 30 seconds. I guess he didn't cut it down. Maybe.
Well, that's why you didn't hear it. Are they saying, baby, I'm not funning around?
I have no idea what they're saying.
Gunning around?
Baby, I'm not coming around.
The thing is, I'm so fucking glad that he's rid of that other goddamn, I'm going to kick somebody's ass.
Baby, I'm not buying around?
It sounds like funnin or gunnin.
Wait, like, wait, wait. That sounds like buyin. Here, wait, wait, wait. Here, one more time.
Here's what needs to be done. Lift that, put it into Audacity, pitch it down without changing the tempo, and you'll be able to hear what the fuck they're saying.
Okay.
Change the pitch.
Baby, I'm not buying around. It doesn't sound
like buying to me. Isn't this going to be a great post show, us talking about Adam's theme song.
That well, you know, because one Adam. Of the three people that listens to the pre-post, is Adam. So
yes, but he only listens to it after you've put it up because he'll listen to our show because he wants to do it in order.
Right.
There's a little bit OCD there, but not a lot, just a little tiny bit.
I understand it because, you know, when I was hosting or co-hosting the RuPaul Drag Race recap podcast, someone suggested to us one time that we should watch the show and then watch, right up before the elimination and then watch Untucked, which is the show that comes after, and then come back and watch the elimination because that's the actual sequence that things took place because Untucked is being filmed at the time that the judges are doing all their deliberation and stuff. So they're waiting to find out. So Untucked is all filmed before they find out who's going home. So it's conversation before they know who's going home. So, you know, I did that a couple of times and it was a very different experience. It did make it feel more. So I can understand Adam wanting to hear. Cause you know what it is? Cause he can't remember what we said in the episode.
He has a memory comparable to mine. I have an excuse. I'm going to be 65 in May. He doesn't have an excuse and it's hysterical. He doesn't remember shit. I will have a communication with him on one of the chat boards or something else. And he will say, did I ask that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm answering your question. You asked, Adam. You asked the question. I'm answering the question. But it's okay.
Maybe we love people in
spite of their little foibles. And little foibles.
Was your stripper name in the 90s?
No, I didn't strip in the 90s. I only stripped in the late 70s.
Oh.
Yes.
It's far too. I couldn't have stripped in the late 70s.
Well, you could have, but it would have been illegal.
Yeah. I would have been nine.
Then, 9-year-old. There are some people, though, that would watch a 9-year-old stripper.
Do you watch this Young Sheldon program?
Once again, we do not have anything but Netflix and Amazon Prime.
Great, never mind.
So anything.
I'm going to put it on the Trello for Mix Minus then. I think it was I knew it was either you or Adam that watched it. And I just noticed because they just came back from like their COVID break.
Yes.
And that kid is aged. It's just like he like hit a growth spurt.
Now he's old Sheldon.
And it's just like his voice isn't quite as high. And you can see that they're like trying to rosy his cheeks up with the makeup. trying to make him look younger. It's like, because in real life, he's 12. When he's playing a 12-year-old.
Eventually middle-aged Sheldon.
He's going to have to, eventually, he's going to have to look like Jim Parsons.
Pubescent Sheldon.
We'll have to look like Jim Parsons. Who plays?
Yes. This I know.
Sheldon.
What was I doing?
I don't know.
What was I doing? I was doing I think it might have been when I did the voiceover for Mike and Molly. I'm not sure, but I walked onto the lot and all of the Sheldon cast, all of the Big Bang Theory were sitting outside, sitting on cars. I don't know why they were sitting outside on their cars talking. But I, as I walked by, I said to myself,
self,
I said, that's the entire cast of that Big Bang thing, all sitting on their cars. A couple of them were smoking, so that may have had something to do with it, that they had to smoke outside.
There you go.
One of my many celebrity stories that I can tell.
Who was the smoker? Some point. Was it Jim Parsons? Was he a smoker?
No, I don't. Truly, I would be methaning you if I told you I knew who for sure, but I think it might have been Johnny Galecki, but I'm not positive.
He looks like a smoker.
Please don't hold me to it.
He looks like a smoker.
Yeah, dirty, icky smoker.
I mean, remember, he got his start on that Roseanne show.
No, darling, no. Long before Roseanne. He's in Christmas Vacation and many other movies before he was on Roseanne.
Wow.
He was in a an adult on Roseanne, and he was a
child. I kind of feel like, because I'm currently rewatching The Big Bang Theory, and it's from season one, and I noticed that, you know, Johnny Galecki
doing that
on HBO
on
Max
platform.
Oh, HBO okay. Max. So I noticed that.
Do you have a code you can cheat me with so I can watch some stuff on HBO Max? I would never do that. I don't do that stuff. I do not share codes. I do not, because that's not nice.
Okay. Nod your head in the direction that you actually, because I.
No, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that.
No, I'll never, ever take anybody else's code. I don't like cheating. Honest to God, I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in God, but mm-hmm. honest to hydrogen, I do not like cheating in any form. And to me, that's cheating. And so I'm not going to do it. But I want to see two things really bad on HBO Max, and I don't want to fucking pay for them.
Okay, but here, let me just.
You can join and then unjoin. But
join
what
and
happens,
unjoin. $15 is done.
I'll forget to unjoin.
No, you won't. Do it right at the same time. Literally sign up. And as you go to the website and, you know, set your password and everything, the very first thing you do is go into the menu system, find out where the account, and cancel. And you have that month. They basically say, okay, well, your service is still good through the end of the month, and follow up.
Wow.
That way you don't have to worry about it.
You want to do that on the first of any month, right?
No, it's a month.
It will go through a full 30 days.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I'm
well, that's interesting. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying that way you don't have to remember to come back. Anyway, so I was rewatching The Big Bang Theory, and it dawned on me that Johnny Galecki gets top billing above all the rest. You know, I kind of feel like at the time he was the only known on the cast.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely. He was the most experienced.
And it's just amazing how quickly Sheldon became the main character. And Leonard just became this whiny kind of.
Well, I don't know the show at all, but I know the evolution of it. The reason that Galecki would be because he was a star of Roseanne, so he's coming in as a star of a show already. Parsons had only done small parts and other things. He was a semi-regular on a show that I loved. We loved it. Was called Judging Amy.
I remember Judging Amy. I love that. It had Tyne Daly in it.
Yeah, that played her mama. Amy Brannigan played Judge Amy, and Tyne was her mama. It was
a social worker.
Terrific, terrific show. Really good quality show.
Yes.
And Jim Parsons played a legal assistant on a lot of episodes, and very bumbling, and pretty much Jim Parsons.
Didn't even remember that.
Yep. That's the first time I saw him, and I said, that kid's good. I tend to pick out people who are going to end up being stars. I see it. It dings in my head. It's not something I think, you know, that person has something. And 9 times out of 10, as my mom used to say, nine times out of 10,
there was a poop in your pocket.
That's right. We were going to the store. Now
I'm sorry. It was a turd. It was a turd in your pocket.
You got it. What do you got? A turd in your pocket?
Yeah.
Now my mother says, well, that's life in the big yin yang. What does that even fucking mean, mother? But she says it all the time. I talk to her on the
phone. Is your mother a member of level 13?
You know, that was a straight line with so many comedy punches that I couldn't even think of one. My mother has her own level, and it's constantly seeking itself and never finding it. God, that was a good one. Her level is constantly seeking itself and never finds it. If you have to explain them, they're not that good.
No.
My mother, I spoke to her on the phone the other day, and it's all complaining now. It is all, well, I'm doing my best, honey, but I got this. But, you know, that's life in the big yin-yang. And I did this and that happened. And, you know, honey, that's life in the big yin-yang. Oh, my God. What the fuck does that
even mean? Is your
mother
Mad Weinstein?
No, if I could cast someone as my mother now, that's a tough call. Who's a whiny old lady that doesn't know that she's whining? That's what I'd have to cast her as.
I heard the other day.
Yes.
That Eat This Hot Show was back.
I believe it is. I believe that it isn't Wanda.
It's Reagan, it looks like, maybe.
Yeah, Reagan, Madge, and someone named
Deborah Wilkerson.
Deborah Wilkerson, who I think is a guy who has played this character forever. I truly don't know, but has played this character, Deborah Wilkerson, forever. And as you know, as much as I adore, and I really do, I adore Richard Bluestein, who is Madge Weinstein, I can't, his persona and his stuff, it's absolutely the same as it's been forever. He's still talking about his yeasty vagina and stuff. And now maybe on this show, and God forbid he hears this, because he's going to get hurt feelings, and I wouldn't want to hurt his feelings.
I don't believe that Madge is a member
of
Level 13.
No, yes. He isn't. But however, people love to stir shit pots. And people will send sound clips to other people in order to incite them into anger. And it has happened numerous times to me. It is why I have said quite often, and I am going to change that for our upcoming Pride 48, which we are going to make the best Pride 48 that ever was.
Ever.
I am.
Come on, guys.
I never want to, well, that'll kill it. I never want to do a live show. I will not do a live show. I'm not doing a live show except for this upcoming Pride 48. And one of the main reasons is I oftentimes speak without thinking about the ramifications. It isn't I don't speak without thinking. However, I speak without thinking about long-term ramifications. And that's a dangerous place. And when I'm listening back to something that I've recorded, I know what to cut out. But if I'm doing it live, I get into trouble. And you know full well how bad I get into trouble.
Yes,
if I'm
but
live.
This isn't live. So just I can cut that out. Just say something like, well, it's not important. And then just go on from that. Because you're going to say something like, I'm going to cut it right where you were just saying, Madge is. And then I'll leave a break, and then you can pick it up from there and just cut out. You know what I'm saying?
But I don't think you need to go to that. Thank you for that very much.
Now I have to cut this out because I don't.
No. Do whatever you like.
I'm not cutting anything.
Because I really wasn't saying anything bad. What I was saying is that style that they still have is not something that I got tired of it a long time ago. But it is still very successful for them. And I don't know, Richard Bluestein, not Madge Weinstein, but Richard Bluestein said that he was very proud of what they're doing on Eat This Hot Show now. I have not listened to it, so I can't say what it is or what it isn't. And, you know, whatever floats your boat, whatever makes you happy, do it. Please do it. As long as you're not hurting anybody else, do it. That's what I say, God damn it.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
You heard it. Right here. All right, I have to go because I have to edit this thing because you went and edited before I do my other show.
I would say to you this, because of the current circumstances, you need to do what is easiest for you to do. And if you don't want to edit this so that it comes out immediately so that I can share it with my husband.
No, it's fine. It's okay. You do what should be.
And but I want you to know that I'm going to be in the chat room tonight.
Okay.
At least for your pre and probably half of your we get about half before Chan comes into the room and
right.
We need to stop for Chan. So have a wonderful evening. Give just tongue the shit out of Zach for me, and I will see you on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Although Friday is a lot more fun, but I'll see you on.
But I'm going to be at Disney next week. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So we have to do it on Tuesday. So.
Wow. All right. Have fun, Daniel.
Goodbye.
And you'll see me tonight.
Goodbye.